You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Good old number 44, Anthony Rizzo, who will be speaking before the Champions Gate unveiling at Wrigley Saturday morning. Anthony, what are you going to say? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I'm just going to feel it out. Just let all the emotions come to me and take it from there, honestly. And then there'll be an amazing day. The ceremony, look forward to it. I think it's amazing what Tom Ricketts and Crane have done and the Cubs have done with adding the Champions Gate to Gallagher Way. It's such a going to be an iconic symbol for the championship in 2016 and also future championships and the ones before us as well.
Yeah, Tom Ricketts and Joe Maddon are going to speak as well. So I don't know whether you're following them or preceding them. I imagine they'll hold you for the big encore. So you'll have to do better than those two guys.
Something will come to me. I'm sure it'll be good.
2 years before you won the World Series, you finished in last place, and you'd been with the Cubs a couple of years at that point. Were you always optimistic? What kept you motivated?
Well, for me, I was a young player on those bad teams, so I was just trying to continue to establish myself, and I knew our front office was doing the right things and they were building, and the relationships I had with Theo and everyone in the front office with the Cubs and even business operations as well. So we knew in 2014 at the trade deadline, when we traded away a few of our guys, it felt like it was different then. It felt like we were on the cusp of becoming really good. And then we kind of are ahead of schedule in 2015 a little bit. We surprised some people, but we really believed the group we had, and obviously we didn't get it done. And then in 2016, we finished the job.
You certainly did. You've been getting together with your former teammates recently from that 2016 team. As you reminisce and share stories, have you learned anything new? Anything surprise you?
Yeah, I mean, Theo surprised us with the Fox call during the rain delay, saying if we suspended the game and picked it up the next day, it would have been worth about 25 million views. So when I found that out, I was like, man, imagine how different that outcome could have been if we had to suspend the game. So but just hearing guys talk about their journey, we all lived it together, but where everyone was at in their journey of their career is so different. And talking about it 10 years later, reliving those memories with everyone, we all have the same experience or same memory, but different experiences through that memory. So getting to talk to the guys has been amazing.
Yeah, the story about Fox, I guess because the primetime ratings would have been huge. So they were all for suspending the game, weren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I would too, as from the business standpoint of it. Obviously, as a player, it worked out in our favor, but that's just one of those stories where you hear it 10 years later, never knew that. And you hear that from a lot of guys. I mean, is Michael Montgomery as an example. He always struggled his entire career to throw curveballs for strikes. And the last two pitches of the game, he threw two curveballs. So a lot of full circle moments for everyone.
For sure. What's the number one favorite story that you guys have been laughing about most? Can you tell it on the radio?
you probably can't tell all of it on the radio. I mean, we've been pretty candid and pretty open. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're pretty much an open group, and that's what made everyone so great, is just how special each and every guy was.
You've made a very nice, smooth transition to broadcasting, Anthony. What's been the easiest thing for you? And what, if anything, has taken a little work to get right?
The easiest thing, I think, is talking the game of baseball. The hardest thing is being on all the time. I mean, it's a brand new career. It's, you know, you think you can just jump into the broadcasting world, but I've had a lot of help at NBC, a lot of coaching. They have really taken me under their wing, and I've gotten to work alongside Jason Benetti, who's been absolutely amazing, Bob Costas, Ahmed Fried, And they had some guys behind the scenes, a guy by the name of Bruce Kornblatt, who has just coached me up and has helped me tremendously. So I want to learn. I want to get better. I want to be great. It's a lot of work, and I enjoy it. I really do.
That's the answer we broadcasters want to hear. We don't want to hear somebody like you saying, well, there's nothing to it. I don't need any coaching. It's unbelievable. You guys get paid for this. It's hardly work. So I'm glad you didn't go with that.
Art. It's definitely an art. There's an art to it. There's a science to it. For me, it's just hopefully I can bring some light to fans that and help them understand the game a little bit more from the player's perspective.
Well, listen, you're a natural, just like you were on the field. Happy 10-year anniversary, Anthony, and even though you wore those Yankee pinstripes, you know you will always be a Cub as far as we're concerned here in Chicago.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Cubs President of Business Operations Crane Kenny has been busy planning this weekend's Wrigley Field 10-year World Series celebration. Crane, good morning. It is scary how fast 10 years went by, isn't it?
Yeah. No, in some ways it feels like yesterday, and some days it seems like it was a long time ago. But looking forward to celebrating with the boys this weekend and letting our fans celebrate as well.
Saturday is the official unveiling of the Champions Gate. How did you decide on that as the way to honor the 2016 team?
You know, and kind of going back to your first question, you know, as we reflect on 10 years, and as strange as this may sound, like I think that my admiration, my respect, my love for this team has only grown over those years. You know, in the moment 10 years ago, and what feels like we were all young kids, it was exciting, it was historic, but you're in the middle of it, and you're somewhere between hazy and exhausted and exhilarated and all those other things. But as you kind of get away from it a little bit and you think about the feat, and I was reflecting, I was watching the U.S.-Belgium game, and I think we didn't play our best game in the World Cup. And after the comments were, we probably didn't meet the moment. It was maybe a little too big for the club at this point. And then the same is true with the Knicks title, which, you know, everybody celebrated in 50-some years of waiting. And it was such a big moment. And then you think about our moment that was bigger than any of those, longer than any of those, and they did meet the moment. And so as a group of us about a year or two ago, we started thinking about what's the appropriate tribute for that team, that solved the riddle, right, that unlocked the jail that we've been in for 100 years. You know, a banner, we'd already hung a banner. Statues had been done that just didn't seem big enough. Others have done murals. Some did a replica trophy. And we just kind of struggled for, like, probably 2 years ago. We were struggling for, like, what is an appropriate tribute to these guys. And the Arc de Triomphe kind of came to mind. It was Napoleon's gift to his soldiers for conquering the world. The idea of an arch, similar to the Arc de Triomphe, was floated, and we got a great design team. We included a number of our player reps, including Riz and Dexter Fowler, Arrieta, and a couple others, like, say, hey, what would you think about this as a tribute to you and the team? And they loved it. And so that was the birth of Champions Gate, and really excited to unveil it.
It is great how you also acknowledge the champions from the past, and you leave room for future winners, too. Was there much debate about that design?
The lost art of this is a little bit like we did win back-to-back titles. Now, it was so long ago, I don't think there's anyone alive who remembers it.
Right.
But it's the idea that, one, we should always honor our past. We have a great team historian in Ed Hardig, who's just, I mean, he knows more about this organization than anyone on earth and has done a great job of reminding us, and you've seen this during our Hall of Fame, as we now have a a legacy Hall of Fame member that goes into the Hall as well. And that was really Ed's doing, reminding us not to forget the teams and players of the past. And so, yeah, we'll honor the 07 and 08 team, and then there's room for the future. So we hope, you know, a few years from now, this gate has many more plaques and many more teams honored.
Well, it's going to be a fun weekend, and I'll tell you something, Crane. I can remember talking to you after a disappointing season. I think it was back in 2011, and you said, we need a plan. And you sure came up with a good one. 5 years later, you won it all. Congratulations on that and on the big anniversary.
I appreciate that, and thank you for all the stuff you've done. You know, we go back to, I think, I'm not sure what year it was, maybe 08, 09, when I started getting nervous about losing some of our heroes. And, you know, we started talking about how we keep them relevant. And so you've been a friend of the program and have done some amazing work for us over the years. So thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been my joy to do those Icons of the Ivy for Marquee. All right. Go Cubs. See you at the ballpark. Thanks, Crane.
Will do. Take care now. Bye-bye.